money.
So, Keelan, I'm always excited to hear what you've got from Money Chat to share with our listeners. What's on your agenda today?
Well, I had to talk about the talk of the town, more or less the country, about the Fed drop in prime quarter point. And I don't know about you, but I've been getting a couple calls and a couple emails of people kind of confused on interest rates because they dropped it by that from 2.25% to 2%. And we have to clarify for people, I think. So the Fed cutting rates does not, I repeat, directly affect long-term fixed interest rates.
That is correct.
So when the Fed lowers the short-term discount rate to stimulate consumer spending on short-term credit, it affects credit card rates, some car loans, lines of credit. Your bank accounts probably won't get as good of a return. But the short-term discount rate has little effect on long-term mortgage rates. And quite frankly, we often pad our pricing a bit because we know some of these things happen. And so if something dramatic happens in the economy, it's not like overnight they just drop a point. Like there's a little padding there. It's kind of less dramatic. They do go up and down on a daily basis, but nothing to fear at this point. Really, we didn't see much of a blip in the radar whatsoever. But rates are fantastic right now. There's no denying that.
So interest rates are unbelievable. And, you know, just to chime in there, Keelan, the Fed's role is to manage inflation and to maintain a balanced market. So depending on what happens, if there's consumer confidence, then investors are investing in the stock market, and that's going to negatively affect the bond market. Mortgage rates are tied to the Fannie Mae 30-year bond, which, just like you said, is a long-term. The Fed's and prime is based on short-term financing. So if the bond market goes down, rates go up. Now, if the Fed's lowering prime, that's if that happens and it does too much. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't do enough and there is lack of consumer confidence, so they're not at that balance, which is what they're trying to maintain, then investors are pulling out of the stock market. They're getting a little concerned. They're going into the security of the bond market. Bonds go up, including the Fannie Mae 30-year bond. Mortgage rates go down. So no tie to the Fed, but will have an impact depending on what the Fed's plan does to the economy. The economic data, exactly. Yep. Well, great information there, Keelan. And, you know, I've always, the last few weeks, I meant to bring in the investor fix and hold product, but in Keelan, I never know what he's going to share in studio, and sometimes it inspires me to kind of do a little bit longer spin on what he brought in. I do want to do a shout out for mortgage professionals, because that's the industry that Keelan are in. And if you didn't know, those regular listeners, you know, I actually have a coaching program that I do for business professionals. My One Time Your Business 8-Week Burn, it's virtual live. You can attend anywhere. So if you'd like to spend a powerful 8 weeks with me, including mortgage professionals. But in the spirit of one timing, it's around time management, business efficiency, and lead generation at the highest level possible. This is in spirit of one timing your business. You need to get on video right now, and you need to be sending out to your clients, your referral partners, and everybody and what is happening with the Fed. Because the last thing that you want is you want all these calls coming in, asking what's happened. Just one time it. Be that educator, be that expert that you are, and share what's happening and the knowledge that you have. All right. Back to my Money Chat, which is investor fix and hold. This is a really great product for all of my real estate agents out there that are listening, that work with investors that are buying properties that are in distress. It's kind of a drag to have to go in with a rehab loan. A rehab would be your 203K rehab through FHA, which is not for investors, your conventional rehabs, which are not for investors. And if you go in with a rehab loan, it's not as appealing to the seller because it's a rehab loan. Whereas what we have is we have a fix and hold, and the product, it avoids you to have to go through a rehab, which is going to make it a stronger loan. It's purchase plus improvement repair on short-term financing. Investment use only. So these are for our investors. First-time buyers are not eligible, so you don't have to be an investor, have a history of investment properties, but you have to have at least owned a property before. Now, interest rates, this is short-term financing, 7% interest only on a three-month balloon, rate subject to change, but you have 30-day extensions available if you don't get the rehab done in time. But of course, again, you're going to close, you're going to get that taken care of for the seller, and then do the rehab. Once the improvement is done, then we're going to refinance you into a standard loan. Now, there is a minimum credit score requirement. It is 720. 20, there's a debt-to-income ratio. It's 45%. Eligible loan types is for conventional financing. Maximum loan amount is conventional conforming and high balance loan limits. So if you're in King, Snohomish, or Pierce County purchasing property in those counties, 726, 525, a lot of money for those investors out there. All other counties are 484, 350, as the high balance does not come into play. Loan-to-value, it is a 75% loan-to-value, but here's the really great thing. It actually could be a zero-down loan because it's as completed appraised value, estimated value after the completion of the reservation rehab. That's what I was trying to say.
So
depending on where that after rehab value is going to be, you could ultimately get to that 75% with a zero down. So that is so awesome. Now, there is a contractor registration. All contractors must be accepted by Gateway prior to final approval. Contractors must be licensed, obviously, as required by local, state, and building authorities, and repairs may not be completed by a relative or interested party. So for those investors that want to do the work themselves, this is not going to be the great product for you. But I want you to stay tuned because we are going to talk about a fix and flip, so you don't want to miss our money chat. Coming up next on the Money Hour, from shame to worthiness, Dee Gupta of Dee Coaching, right here at 1150 AM KKNW, after the short break.